Up next is Iomonte reading a Cinderella fanfic.
Ella's Dream by Eternal Ran 9991. I do not own Cinderella. It was a writing assignment for my creative class. My friend dared me to post it.
Ella's Dream. The bells tolled 12 in low, sober tones as Cinderella dashed down the winding stairs away from the livery of the ball. She leaped over the last few steps. As she landed, Cinderella's foot caught in the hem of her silvery ball gown, and Cinderella landed face first into the gravel, her arms and hands getting skinned raw.
Stupid gown!
She thought angrily as she stood.
I wish Fairy Godmother gave me a gown I could at least run in!
Cinderella grasped her gown and hiked it up a few inches so the hem was hovering over her ankles. She sprinted towards the front gate where her carriage was hopefully waiting for her. As the iron-wrought front gate loomed ahead, Cinderella felt a faint shimmer of hope spark to life.
Almost there,
she thought.
Just a bit farther!
Cinderella pushed herself to go faster. Suddenly, as she passed the last corner of the castle, a dark shadow stepped into her path. Cinderella tried to stop, but fate decided to step in. Cinderella rammed into the shadowy figure. They bounced off each other and fell to the ground. The air rushed out of Cinderella with a giant whoosh.
Ow!
Cinderella thought, rubbing her head. She looked at the person she ran into. The solemn black suit suggested that the person was male. He was lying on his back, his black top hat hanging haphazardly across his face. Cinderella crawled over to the stranger's side and touched his shoulder. The man groaned and slowly. The hat fell from his face to the ground. Cinderella drew in a sharp breath of surprise at the man's handsomely chiseled features.
Wow!
She breathed, millions of butterflies taking off in her stomach.
You have the most amazing violet eyes I've ever seen.
The man laughed. Huh? I'll wager that I'm the only person that you've seen with violet eyes. Cinderella blushed lightly.
True,
she said, extending her hand.
My name is Cinderella.
The man took it and stood. My name is Prince Alexander de Lupe, he said, gently pulling Cinderella to her feet.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Your Highness,
Cinderella said, taking back her hand and curtsying. Alexander smiled sweetly.
There is no need for such formalities. Ella, please call me Xander.
Cinderella blushed a shade of pale pink and looked at the ground. Xander placed a finger under Cinderella's chin and tilted her face upwards so their eyes met.
Please don't think me daft, Ella, but do you believe in love at first sight?
As he uttered those words, an image of her and Prince Charming waltzing across the grand ballroom floor appeared in Cinderella's mind. A single tear slid down her cheek as Cinderella stepped back from Xander. Xander gave her a puzzled look.
What is troubling you, my dear Ella?
I do believe in love at first sight, Xander, she said softly. But I'm in love with another.
Instantly, Cinderella regretted those words as soon as they passed through her lips. A look of defeat settled upon Xander's features like an ugly mask. Guilt pounded its way through Cinderella's veins as he turned his back on her and clenched his hands into fists.
But I love you, Xander!
She wanted to scream.
I don't love Prince Charming anymore! I want to be with you!
I don't care,
Xander whispered softly.
What?
Xander turned to face her.
I don't care, he said louder. I love you, Ella. Would you rather be with me or him? If you choose him, I'll accept your answer. And you'll never have to see me again.
Cinderella pondered for a moment, then threw her arms around Xander's neck.
You
she exclaimed happily.
I want to be with you!
Xander smiled a smile that lit up his face. He picked her up, twirled around in a circle, and then placed Cinderella back on her feet. Xander leaned in, blushing. Cinderella closed her eyes.
The butterfly is going into hyperactive mode.
Just as their lips were about to meet, the sound of gravel crunching filled the air. Cinderella's eyes flew open, and in a panic, she pushed Xander away. Hurt flashed in her eyes.
Fair maiden!
A voice called.
Oh, snap! It's Prince Charming!
Cinderella thought panically.
What should I do? What should I do?
She turned to face Prince Charming and smiled big. Obviously fake smile.
Prince Charming, what are you doing here?
Prince Charming held a glass slipper. The slipper glittered in the torch light. Cinderella smiled sheepishly and reached for her slipper.
Thank you for being back my slipper. I'll take...
Cinderella's voice trailed off as Prince Charming lifted the slipper out of Cinderella's reach.
Who is this gentleman, fair maiden? He asked, jealousy not so subtly hidden in his voice.
Full-blown panic set upon Cinderella. Her mind went blank as she started to hyperventilate. As Cinderella struggled to come up with a good lie, Xander stepped to her side and wrapped his arms around her waist, drawing her closer to him.
My name is Prince Alexander de Lupe from the Kingdom of Espitina. I'm this girl's true love, and there's nothing you can do about it. As anger boiled to Prince Charming's face, he turned a ruddy red color.
Cinderella's mind went into overdrive, looking for any excuse to escape from the nightmare situation. Prince Charming drew his sword from its scabbard at his side and pointed it at Xander.
Get away from her, you knave, he growled. Never.
Xander growled back, pushing Cinderella behind him and drawing his own sword.
Please, don't do this!
Cinderella pleaded. Xander looked over his shoulder and smiled lovingly at Cinderella. Noticing the dropped guard, Prince Charming thrust his blade. Xander neatly blocked it.
Not bad, Prince Charming said.
How about we settle this? Xander smiled deviously.
How about a duel to the death? The one still standing is worthy of Ella's love.
A smile spread across Charming's face and... he nodded in agreement.
No!
Cinderella cried.
Stop! Don't do this!
Both of the princes ignored her. Prince Charming raised the glass slipper and threw it at the castle wall. The slipper hit and shattered into a million smaller pieces. As the glittered pieces showered down to the ground, Prince Charming attacked. A shiver passed through Cinderella as she glowed brightly. The princes just kept fighting. The glow passed. Cinderella looked down at her clothing. The beautiful silver ball gown had reverted back into her dirty peasant clothes. A loud clang brought Cinderella's attention back into the ensuing fight. Each had several cuts on their bodies and faces, bleeding profusely.
Please, stop!
Cinderella shouted, tears starting to flow down her cheeks. Xander glanced over at her, momentarily dropping his guard. Noticing the opening, Prince Charming stabbed. The sword wound passed Xander's and pierced through Xander's stomach. Smiling evilly, Prince Charming twisted the sword 180 degrees and pulled it out. Scarlet blood started to flow from the wound. Xander groaned and coughed up blood. Prince Charming threw back his head and laughed in triumphant.
I guess I'm the only one worthy of the maiden's love.
Xander grimaced in contempt. He swung his sword at Prince Charming's neck. A thin scarlet line appeared on the path the sword had just travelled. Prince Charming let out a surprised squawk before falling to the ground.
Dead.
Xander dropped to his knees. Cinderella dashed to his side and knelt down. She pressed her hands against the wound, scarlet blood seeping in between her fingers onto the ground.
You're going to be okay,
Cinderella assured. Xander smiled weakly.
I'm dying, Ella. I'm sorry. Our time together was so short.
Don't say
Xander turned his head and caught her lips with his. When they broke apart, Xander whispered, "I love you," and then died. His body fell backward onto the ground. No! Cinderella cried out into the night.
Daniela bolted up in her bed. She panted for a few seconds.
Daniela felt something wet on her cheeks. She brought her finger to her face and touched her cheek. Daniela pulled it away, and a translucent tear glistened in the pale moonlight.
Wow,
Daniela thought, looking out her window at the full moon.
That was a strange dream.
Please review, because more criticisms make better writers.
Dylan.
With Monty, whenever she pronounces something oddly, I don't know if it's because she's British or because she mispronounces something.
What did you think she mispronounced?
Grimest?
I don't know how the British pronounce that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Right. Alright, so, aside from that, Monty, you've changed a lot of the words, like, in a bad way. And by bad way, I mean you changed them so that they took what the author intended and meant something completely different. And I don't even mean, you know, jokingly. I mean seriously. You changed rubbing her chest to rubbing her head. Hurt flashed in his eyes to hurt flashed in her eyes. Smiled a big... Well, okay, that one's not as big, but glittering to glittered and other things like that. It was just very bizarre.
Well, who rubs their chest? I mean, honestly.
She probably hurt her chest. It's because her boobs hit the guy when they had run into each other, so she rubbed her chest as opposed to her head, because her head was fine, her chest wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But aside from that, like, I love your emotion in this. My favorite was Cinderella's heartbreaking scream of crying out into the night. That was beautiful. It was perfect. I bet that's exactly what the author wanted.
I don't know if I liked your author's note. It was funny, but I don't know if you were like... It was almost like you were mocking the author.
Yeah, I definitely felt like that.
Because, like, why was she eating and stuff in the beginning?
Because Miss Voice of an Angel wrote it.
Did she?
No.
Oh. Trick-or-treat. Let it go.
Let it go. Never.
You leave chocolate chips alone.
I will. Okay, right now.
I wish we had done a Pringles fanfic.
Oh, shit.
I bet one
exists.
I don't really have much else to say. It was a decent read, but you did change a lot of the words. Didn't like your author's note. I don't know. It's iffy for me.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens at the end of the night.
All right.
Done.